Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
All right, Bears fans, it is the Lunch Pail Draftcast for the first time all season. I am joined by the one and only Jacob Infante for the Bears' most recent selection of wide receiver Tyler Scott from the Cincinnati Bearcat program. And Jacob, I just got to ask, what do you like about this? What do you not like about this? Because I have feelings and thoughts, but I think yours are more important at the moment.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, kind and incorrect, but I'll take it either way. But no, I think I'm a big fan of this Tyler Scott pick. I think he's someone I had as my wide receiver 9 in this class. So, and I had a third round grade on him. So to get him late in the 4th, I think it's really good value. I think you're looking at a guy who's just the personification of speed. Like, he ran in the 4.4s at the combine, but I think he's even faster than that on tape. I was expecting 4.3s, maybe a late 4.2 even out of him. And I think that's the type of speed you see from him out on the field. Dangerous vertical receiver, able to stretch the field very well, accelerates well off the snap. And once he gets the ball in his hands, it's very tough to catch up to him. And another thing I like about him is he's not just a fast guy. He can also run routes well. He's crisp coming out of his breaks, sinks his hips well. And he's got like a good understanding of how to attack like leverage points through his stems, which I'm a big fan of. And if there's one thing I like more than speedy receivers, it's speedy receivers that know how to run routes. And Tyler Scott is one of those guys who's, you know, fast as all get out, but he's more than just that, which I'm a really big fan of. Obviously, he's not the biggest guy out there. He's not super physical. I think he'll probably play a decent amount in the slot for the Bears going forward. But, you know, that's not to discount him by any means. I think that this is a really good pick all told and just really good value. I'm kind of surprised he fell this late. I know there's talks of him going day 2. So very.
I think what probably inevitably made him fall is he is little. Like, and it's just a hard player. Like, he almost feels niche, right? Where unless you have that need for a vertical threat who's small, like, he's not going to be super high on your board, right? So yeah. I'm a little higher on him than you were. I had him as my personal wide receiver 7. So, but again, what we were joking pre-show, I'm a meme. I know what I am. I know who I like and who I grow fond of in this process. A couple years ago, it was KJ Hamler. Last year, it was Rondale Moore. It's like, I can't help it. This is just what I do. Like, I do this to myself every year. And this year, they actually got the guy that I fell in love with. It's great. Tyler Scott is, like you said, speed personified. He's lightning in a bottle, man. I think I saw a stat surface after he was selected by the Bears. I think it was actually Dane Brugler. Had him at 44.6 yards per a touchdown scored. Jeez. Think about that number. That is ridiculous. That just doesn't happen. And like you said, he is not just a speed merchant. He's not like Mike Wallace coming out of Ole Miss years ago, right? He can line up in the slot. He can run routes. He can be a real wide receiver and not effectively like what Velus Jones was last year.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, this guy runs fast. Figure it out. I really, like, I
love
enjoy the, this
I love
pick.
The value. Sorry to cut you off. I was just saying, I love the value of Tyler Scott in round 4, late round 4, much more than I did Velus Jones in round 3.
And you might have touched on this. The other thing is, when you get him in space, he can make moves. He's got gear up, gear down. He can wiggle. Like, he's phenomenal to watch. Now you always are going to wonder, like, Cincinnati, while a great program, is at a lower level of college competition. So he's going to have probably a somewhat steeper learning curve coming to the NFL than someone who might have been doing this similar thing, excuse me, at Georgia or Alabama or something like that. But
yeah,
I'm not really worried about him, especially because this regime really seems to be zeroing in on character guys. So I don't really have much worry about him. I think he's going to come in, he's going to compete. He's probably going to get snaps in some fashion right away. I do wonder if they think maybe he can return at all. I just wonder, just to get the ball in his hands.
Yeah, no, I think he's the type of athlete you want to generate some sort of touches for him. And I know I've seen people comparing this pick to the Darnell Mooney pick back in 2020, which, you know, that makes me, one, feel good about my own evaluations about him, and two, makes me feel really good about this pick in particular. You're getting a guy, obviously, you know, who's fast and who can make plays out in space. And I think that's the type of, he's got this skill set where, okay, sure, he can play on special teams. He can be valuable for you there. He can return kicks, you know, in a vacuum. But I do think that on offense, you want to give him some sort of snaps, because at least in my mind, he's too good of a player to not give him some sort of reps on the offensive side of the ball early on, even with a pretty good Bears receiver group right now.
Right. It's also clear with this regime what they're really starting to prioritize in terms of not just like the makeup of these kids, but the athleticism. Every one of them is a phenomenal athlete.
Yeah.
So it just makes you wonder. And the other part to factor in with this is, and it's the old coaching adage. I brought it up to you before, Jacob, on previous recordings and whatnot, that coaches a lot of times look at, tell me what a player can do, and I'm going to just exploit that. Don't tell me what he can't do. Tell me what he can do. We'll work on what he can't later. Well, in Justin Fields' case, what can he do? He throws the deep ball well. He throws the long intermediate ball well. This receiver room is being built for him. Tyler Scott, Darnell Mooney, Chase Claypool, DJ Moore. They're all guys that thrive in the medium and long areas of the field. Now you're adding Tyler Scott to that as well. So it just goes to show you they're trying to build this for Justin Fields.
Yeah, no, and I think that was I think that's very well put, that you're really working around Justin Fields' strengths. You're looking at a guy, again, like I mentioned, he can stretch the field very well. One of the better deep threats you have in this class. And I think that, like the 40 something yards per touchdown, like that shows he's in, you know, just insane.
That's such a dumb stat. Just
I know.
So dumb.
Like it's no reason to be that insane, but here we are. Like that doesn't seem real. By
no,
means,
I'm going to go see if I can find it real quick. I think it was Dane Brugler tweeted it out, but I want to say that's correct. I want to say I read that, right?
I know it was something bad. 20, like that, but I don't remember exactly what.
Dane Brugler, as of 24 minutes ago, love what the Bears have done. Scott averaged 44.6 yards per touchdown catch in college. What?
That's no fair. Like that can't be real, but it is. It is.
That's a stat.
It is. Oh my God.
Oh man. Well, I think that we about covered it. I mean, he does have his issues. He needs to probably work on a more diverse route tree, and he still needs to. And he is small, so he's going to be limited in what he can do. But he's got real good hands. He's really fast. Just absolute dynamite, ready to rock every time he touches the football. But tremendous value. Your wide receiver 9, my wide receiver 7. You got any closing thoughts before we wrap this up here, Jacob?
Not really. I mean, I think we've summed it up well. I think you mentioned it well before we started recording here, but I've like, not from a pure value perspective, but from a pure just liking the picks. I like what the Bears have done on day three more than what they did on day two so far.
Same.
And absolutely. Just in general, I think that both Roshan and Tyler Scott are great value picks in this range. Great additions to the offense for, you know, differing reasons. So off to a great start here on day three.
Absolutely. And God, speaking of me being an absolute meme, Roshan also super meme of me. The only thing that pushed him down to be my running back nine was the fact that he just doesn't have a workload. He doesn't have a body of work that you can really dissect and say, this is that.
Yeah. But, like over the course of a full season, like this guy's the guy, but yeah. No, I'm with you. I love the Roshan pick, and I knew you'd love it. So I'm not at all, shocked.
We gotta just get in the seventh round. Just give me a Chris Rodriguez. Just get me my thumper. Just get my absolute knock your teeth in, and I'm slow, but it's fine.
Oh man,
let's go. It's not gonna happen. They're not gonna take a second running back. But I'm here for the meme.
Exactly. Like you got to have fun. You got to have fun with it. So the more bruisers you get in that backfield, the better.
Yeah, exactly. You just, who cares about team speed when you can just hit people in the mouth?
Exactly.
All right, Jacob. Always good catching up with you, man. Be sure to tune in to all the other shows we have here on the Windy City Gridiron Network, as Jacob is going to be sitting in for every breakdown of every Chicago Bears pick. All right, Jacob. Always good talking with you, man. Take it easy.
Yeah, no, of course. Thank you for having me, Matt. It's nice to get the band back together here.
Yeah, oh, we're gonna. It's not that. It's just a hiatus. The brand's not working.
It's not a goodbye. It's just to see you later.
Exactly. Jacob and I will be back. We'll be dissecting draft stuff here soon, or here next year again.
Yes.
But it's always good. Take it easy, my friend.